Koyrach, Ben Yitzor, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, Vidosan, Ben Aviva, Ben Ariyov, Ve'oin, Ben Pelas, Ben Ruvay. Vayikach Koyrach, Rashi says, Lokach has Atzim, Tzarach, and he was Nechor, with Rechaido. Vayikach. He took himself. You don't use that lush when the person takes himself. The person says he went, he did, he acted. What's the vayikach koirach? Rashi says he took himself. What's this emphasis of taking himself? The tzaracha. What's that emphasis? Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi. Rashi says it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. We stopped the genealogy, the yichus by Levi, not Yaakov. So Rashi says, because Yaakov asked for Rachamim al Atzmoy, they shouldn't be mentioned in the Machloikas. As Rashi says in Parashat Vayechi, V'kolam al Teichad Kvoidi. In the Kahal, I don't want to be mentioned. But Rashi says, when it was Tafidov Toiv, and al Duchen, when it was mentioning something good about Koyrach there, and they stood on the Duchen, and they did their Avoidus Halavim, there it does mention Yaakov. So it's also. So understand what's the issue of not being mentioned. It might say he was the great grandfather. What's the issue of not being mentioned? Why? Oh, Koyrach is one of the most shveish the parshas. Rabbi said Koyrach was one the gedolei hador. Rabbi said mamish Koyrach pikeach hoya chazal pikeach hoya gadol mimenu yotzei Shmuel. We have to understand exactly what's the pshat in the Yisod of Koyrach. We'll do it. It's Nasu al Kal Hashem. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "What are you, Moshe Rabbeinu?" I said, "First, we say, do it. It's Nasu al Kal Hashem. Why are you?" Lifting yourself above. Moshe Rabbeinu is the honor of Mikol Odom. To him he says, Madu et is nas, v'akal Hashem. Everybody knows Moshe Rabbeinu is the honor of Mikol Odom. But it says, Ein Avitosu, his eye deceived him. The eye of Koyrach deceived him, Rashi says. He saw such a tremendous yichus coming out of him. I said, can't be possible. We have to understand the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, and this whole Maisa Koyrach, Rabbi Yisrael, the lesson, the limud, tremendous limud. Also, I started to be stood. Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Vayidabel Koyrach v'kol ados leima." Moshe speaks to Moshe with love, "Boiker, the morning." Boiker v'yoyda Hashem es shaloi v'es hakodesh v'kriveilov. What's the decision of Boiker? What's the Gedo? What's he saying? Boiker. Rashi has a whole shtickel Torah here. It's now a Shichrus. The question is, Rashi brings a Medrash, and this is, I think, is the biggest story to understand the Chet of Koyrach and what's going on over here. We'll see the Medrash in a minute. The Kavanah of Boiker, the last thing we want to understand is the etzim punishment of Koyrach. He's swallowed up by the Yadoma, something that's miraculous, even though it says it was created by Ben Hashmoshes, the opening of the earth, Pia Oretz. Why is this the oinesh, mida k'neged mida, to Koyrach, that the earth comes and swallows him up? It's a very, very unique, tremendous, unique punishment that we never saw in the history of the world. We might never see it again. Why is this the yisoid of the oinish of Koyrach? There's a tremendous lesson here, Rabbi Said, in Avodas Hashem, in the sugi of Koyrach. Vayikach Koyrach. Koyrach takes himself, lokach es atzmoy. What's the year of the kicho, Rabbi Yisai? The yisoid hagodol, Rabbi Yisai, of this sugya, is yisoid, The Gemara says, Chazal say, Akina va'at Mishnah Novus, Akina va'at Taiva va'at Kovid, Moitzian es Odom in Oilam. Kina, Taiva, and Kovid take a person out of the world, Min Oilam. What's the Pshara, boys? What's the Kavana? The Kavana is, boys, say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person in this world with a specific tafkid. Every single one of us has a specific tafkid. And in that tafkid, no one else could accomplish it. It's something that's miyuchid and designed, designated, specific, very, very individual for that person. And no one else is shy after that, Rabbi said. Not one other person. And a person has to know that he was given the qualities. He's giving the we spoke in the last week, he's given the qualities. He's given the koichas. He's given everything that he's needed to reach that tafka, Rabbi said. But he's miyuchid for that tafka, and that's his oilam. But the kino, the taiva, the kovoid, moitzin es oilam, means his oilam, his oilam. That when a person's jealous, or he has a taiva for something, and taiva, everybody has taiva, the kavana of the taiva is the taiva for something that's not yours. Kovoid, he wants honor. He wants to be honored. He needs that honor. The same Yisoid, it's Moitzian as Sa'odim in the Oilam. He's being doirish something that's not shared to his Oilam. Yisoid HaChasidish V'shoresh Ravoid Atu is Bar V'yis Amet Etzolot Ma Choy Vosoi Be'oilamoy. Everybody has to misbar, Rabbi. It's the Yisoid of Avodas Hashem. Because everybody was born with a specific tachum, ma choiva soy, his choiva bo'ilomo in his world. When a person starts to be jealous, he starts to look to the other guy. He starts to look into the other area. He starts to look in the other people's pockets. He looks in their backyard, and he looks into their living room. And he sees beautiful chandeliers. And he goes up in his home, and he has his half a light bulb. Maybe half, it's just, cracked. Halfway, just still working. His wife says, I think it's about time we change that light bulb. Maybe we could push it another couple of weeks. I'm getting my paycheck. It's Rish Chodesh coming soon. He looks into the guy next door, chandeliers all over the house. And he looks in there, he says, but what's with me? What's with me? Kina, look at that guy. I wanted to be the Magid Shia that I would have had one opening for Magid Shia, Mamish, 11th grade Rebbe, and I thought I was going to get it. It was a good chance I was supposed to get it. And I gave it to somebody else. What's open? Second grade. Get out the Chumash. Parashas Brachos, that's what you're going to be teaching for the next 20 years. That's your tafkidulaya. I'm not saying, you have to know, you have to have your kohen, you have to have your rebbe. Oh, but the person has to know that a kina of a taiva moitzina so'on, they take you out of this world. That could be the posh of the taich, Rabbi Sa, in the mida keneged mida of the earth swallowing it all. Just like he was moitzi himself out of the world by taking him out of his oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of the world. Not just took him out of the world, literally, he took him out of the world. There was a motzian as adam in the oilam. That was the remez that he took. He stepped over the boundaries. And this is vayikach koyrach boisai. The Torah wants to emphasize that be'etz a person's destined. And if you go in the right way, it's very unbelievable. It's a tifkai vayikach koyrach. He had to take himself out. The hainu in the natural normal way of things. If he would have just let the things develop. As the Gemara Zok in Seif Brachos. The Gemara Zok in Maria the Gemara Boisai. Gemara in Seif Brachos, Amach Da'al, Amir Aleph. It's also in the Gemara in Hoirius, Yita'alid. But here in the Brachos it talks about in this little Lashon. The Mice is there. The Gemara brings in Brachos, Amach Da'al. Zok the Gemara in Maria the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Abin Halevi. Zok the Babin Halevi. The Levi, whoever pushes the Shah, Rashi explains what was going on. Avshalom, he pushed to be the Melech when he wasn't supposed. It wasn't his time yet to be the Melech. Shaduch Kasa, chutz from the fact that you even have a tafkid, but there's a time for everything. There's a time for that tafkid. And if you don't push the Shah, you wait, you let the course of events take, you have a Muna, the right time. If when I'm supposed to get the job, you push too soon, I want it now. If you let the natural course of events go, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a path. He has a derech for you. He has a derech. He has a mahalach. He has a mahalach for you. But if you push too quick, Vayikach Korach, he took himself out. He meaning he, that's what had to be a kicha. It was a kicha. He had to take himself out of the natural matzav that Kodesh Baruch Hu destined for him. If he would have continued on the way and done his avodah Hashem, he would have been matzliach to be a mamish gadol hagadol in his ear, maybe even who knows what. But he pushed the Shah and he had to have right now his thing that was Durch Hashah Durch Gaza. The Gemara brings the unbelievable Maisa, but just to bring how great this is. The Gemara says, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they were both supposed to be Rosh Hashivas. Rabbi Yosef was Sinai, Rabbi was like Aharim, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. He had it, he had it all, he remembered all of Kol Torah Kula. Rabbi was like Aharim. They needed a Rosh Hashiva. They sent the Shaila, who should we pick for the Rosh Hashina? Sina v'Oikaharim. Who's the Rosh Hashiva? The one who knows more? Or the Oikaharim? The person that's Mamish, the Mefalpel. Ezim Koidim, Shochle Sinai Koidim. The Gemara says Sinai, the one who knows it all is Koidim. The Stipel says that that was in those times, because we didn't have Sfarim, so I called, we had to know the Giris, we didn't know the Mishnahs, but so those times Sinai Koidim could be today. There's a man joining from Oikahara, but Sinai Koidim. So Pe'etzem, who should have been Rosh Yeshiva? Rabbi Yosef should have been Rosh Yeshiva. But for Pekin Lakiva, Rabbi Yosef said, you know what? I'll let you. Can you imagine but Rosh Yeshiva, the biggest Yeshiva? They said, okay, we want you. It was the two people that had the jam. And Rabbi Yosef had the opportunity. They said, Rabbi Yosef, we chose you. The delegates came to the house. They had waiting in the thing of New Hamburg, from today's hamburger with Frank, and they had it waiting for him. It was a new one, a new flap with the different, today they have different buttons, they have different buttons or whatever. Anyway, he had three buttons because he was the Rosh Kol at night, so two's for two star. Anyway, Bekitza, so he had Mamish a beautiful, beautiful frock waiting for him, everything. He says, sorry. I know I'm deserving of it. You know what? I'll give it to Rab. He gave it up. Lo Yumin was. Zok to Gemara. Look, the Omri lay, because they told him, and he said a good reason. Kaldoi, the Kaldoi was this, I don't know how he's up, but the stargazers told him that you can only rule for 2 years, and then it's going to be over. So he gave it to Rab. It was a big Nisayim, but he realized that if he waits to the end of that thing, then he'll be able to live more years. But if he only does his 2 years now, he's Dochach HaShah, Shah Dochach HaShah, so he gave it to Rabbi lived another 22 years, and then he died, and he became Rabbi Yosef, became Rosh Yeshiva, so he lived an extra 24 years because of that. Because he wasn't Dochach HaShah, he said, you know, I'll take it in time, because he realized that it wasn't the Shah yet. The Kaldoi told him that he's only ruled for 2 years, so he said, I might as well chap chayim. So he didn't step. He realized that this was the derech that Hashem wanted for him. Hashem has a derech. Hashem has a derech that we follow, and we don't get mushed around the kinder of a time that take us out. Rabbi Zai is vayikach koyrach. Koyrach had to take himself out. He took himself out. It was a tkicha from the matzav hanormali that should have been. That's the amkas of vayikach koyrach. Ben Yitzor, Ben Kos, Ben Levi. Rabbi Zai. Meri the Gazah, what's been Yitzhak, what's been Levi, Rabbi Yisai? The Pshad is Rabbi Yisai. And Yaakov didn't want to be mentioned. The Amkus may be like this. That it was the destiny on Levi, because Levi was the Hamascha, Rabbi Yisai, this Midah of Kina. Levi was the one of the little leaders. He was the oldest, probably, one of the leaders. Because Reuven, I mean, Shimon and Levi, Rabbi Yosef, Achim, what were they were jealous of Yosef? What was Yosef? Yosef was given that robe. Why was he given that robe? His father told him Torah, and his father knew it was a whole mahalach over there. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Yosef had to be the one to go out, who was going to go out to Golas, and he needed to have the glima. He had a tafkid, but they were jealous of this tafkid. Why is he getting this? They're jealous. We deserve. Shimon and Levi. And they were the leaders. So Levi was the one in a certain way that already had this midah, and this transpired down to Korach. He was also jealous of the fact that was the Torah was me out. But Yaakov Avinu was the one faked. He didn't want to take it. His mother pushed him. He said, no, I don't want to take from Esav. He was very scared until his mother forced him to go in. In fact, when he went to get the brachas to take, he only was because his mother told him that I'll be nevuah, that he has to go in and take. He didn't want to take the brachas. He didn't want to take anything from it. Esav's tafkid is to have the gashmis. My tafkid is the ruchdias. He didn't want to go in. Faked, ulayim mishedi avi. Dr. Maratzchias and Makas Chofdal, that he wanted that his father should feel him out. He didn't want to shimashaka to his father. He'd rather just sit in the base measure and learn, that's his tafkid, so his wound. Until his mother told him that you have to take over the tafkid of Esav. So Yaakov bidavid, because that was his midah. He didn't want to step on anybody's toes. He did his tafkid until he eventually had to take over Esav's tafkid, because Esav was a Rosh or Marusha, and there was a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had to take it over. A chutz from that, he was ready to let Esav have it. And this is, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoy where Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, it's enough. B'nei Levi you have. You have the Gevalda Gezach of Reduchim. What do you want? You have a Tafkid and you have a Tachlis. Don't try to get in. And he adds, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boiker. V'yoyda Hashem Eskoh HaShaloi. Boiker. What's boiker? It's Muridik Rashi from the Medrash. Ah, what a Rashi. Says Rashi, what's the boiker? I'll be the Medrash. Medrash. Gvuloi scholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu boi lomoi. Hashem made boundary. Omoloi Moshe. Gvuloi scholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu boi lomoi. Yechoyim atam lafach boiker la'erev. What do you want to change morning to night? It's like such a strange lush. What's he saying? You want to change more? That's what Akar was trying to do, change morning to night? Yeah, the Torah says, yeah. The Torah says, Akar was trying to uproot the whole Mahalach, and the Kodesh had in the Bria. He had a Mahalach in the Bria. And in this Bria, there has to be a Mahalach that this is this, and he's him, and his Tafkid is it. Just like every branch and every tree has a Mahalach, has a Tafkid, every single human being is different, it's created different, they have a different Mahalach. And just if you want to change that Tafkid and try to uproot somebody from somebody else, you take over that Tafkid, it's like taking Boiker L'Erev. What's the, it's Meridic Marshall, if you were saying. Because Boiker has a Tafkid, the morning has a Tafkid, if I say. Morning is up. Light, up. Night, dark. Lay down. Some people want to change also. Kvulis. Boiker l'erev. Boiker, down. Erev, up. You can't change Kvulis ha'oilim, Rabbi said. The world was created a certain way. At night, it's dark. We're just supposed to go to sleep. I'm sorry to tell everybody a new announcement. Night is supposed to be a time for sleep. Not at 3 in the morning, everybody's out. Taxi drivers can't get enough of work because there's 700 people who are looking for hitches at 3:30 in the morning. What are they doing up so late? And in the morning, they can't find work because everybody's still sleeping. It's 11 in the morning. Man was made, the morning was made light. Get up. At the door crack of dawn, you're up, you're busy, you're energy. Day is light, light outside. There's chios, there's life. Boiker, you want to change the mahalach of tafkid of Boiker la'erev. Boiker has a tafkin, Erev has a tafkin. What are you trying to do, Korach? Are you crazy? And that's why they'd be taken out of the world. I want to say another knetch over here. This is also another knetch in the swallowing of the earth. That's why he had to be taken out of the Bria. He couldn't remain in the Bria. He had to be taken out of the Bria because he's trying to change the mahalach of the Bria. The Bria, everything in the Bria is so perfect. It's set up in a certain way that everything has to go work in forms, the symmetry of the Bria. Everything works connected together. This works with that, and that works with that, and therefore the Bria functions on a normal thing. And that's in the same in humans. Even though humans have brains and they have Bechira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that they should be Bechira in the right way and to choose. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Tafkid to follow that Tafkid and not have any. But a person, so he, that's why they've taken out of the Bria. But I want to say another Knetch over here, Rabbi Yisai. What's the swallowing of why you had to go under the earth? Because the pshat is everybody alive. You had to go under the earth alive. Everybody goes under the earth at a certain time, but that's when they're dead. They're not about. But he had to go under the earth alive. The Torah is gevaldig, Rabbi Yisrael. Well, we know that all the Svarim write that there's four levels of existence in the Bria. You have the Doimim, inanimate object. You have the Tzoymeach, which is the life. Then you have the Chai, the living being, the living the animal kingdom. And you have the Medaber. And we, as we explained many times, that the tachlis of the Bria Hashem made, that everyone has a tafkid to bring up the other one. So when you perform your tafkid, Rabbi Yisrael, you're not only doing your tafkid, but you, when you use the Bria, like the Mesir Shom says, Hashem made everything in the Bria to service the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is maila. So every person, when he's a tzaddik, just means he's doing the right thing. So he's maila everything in the Bria, because everything in the Bria has his shtamshus to be maila. But if chas v'sholom, he goes into the Bria and he's not doing what his tafkid, so he's not being maila everything. Forget, he's going away from his tafkid. He's being moved in his tafkid. So maybe he's not being maila. He has to. So he's worse than the lowest being. He has to go under the earth alive, because be'etzem the earth is better than, because at least the earth is doing its tafkid. It's bringing up the plants. But he's much worse. He's less than the earth. He's not even doing his, but the earth at least is doing its tafkid. It's helping the plants to grow. And the plants are doing their tafkid, though the animals are eating them. The male, they're being in the salah. But if you're not doing your tafkid, it's not, the world's not going to be now servicing you to do your tafkid, so the pshad, you're worse than the Adama. So he has to go underneath the Adama. So he's swallowed by the Adama. The oimik pshad, the swallowing of the Adama. And underneath the earth, that's where he cries out, the Medrash, Moshe Emes V'Seirasa, because there he finally saw, when he got taken out from the world, he understood finally that Taka, what did I do over here? That's the sugya of Kaira Rabbi Sai. But it's a tremendous, tremendous Nisayan Rabbi Sai. It's a tremendous Nisayan in our Avodas Hashem in every aspect. Because we look around, we see, like we said, people successful in Parnasa, and we're not as successful. People successful in different areas of what is Hashem, we have to strive for it. But we have to realize we have a different tafkid than them. There's not copycats over here. Everybody has a different tafkid. Some people are lamdonim, some people are more bikiyas, some people have to learn up more quicker, some people are slower. Rav Shalom Shua Jones Vard, the Gemara Chagiga Daf Hei. The Gemara says, "Al shloisha kodesh baruch boicha." The three demois on three people, Hashem cries. One she'ef shalasek b'torah, one she'ef shalasek, but they can't learn Torah, and he's learning Torah. Hashem cries. One she'ef shalasek b'torah, and he's not learning Torah. And the third on chulin beis hamikdash, where the galus. So everybody asks the kash bishlam, the guy who's able to learn, but he's not learning. So Hashem cries, Hashem Yirachem, the guy's able to learn, why is he learning? But the guy who's not able to learn, and he's learning anyway, what's the pshat? So one pshat everybody says is, first is the tears of Simcha, that's one mahalach. Another mahalach is Hashem cries, ke'ilu, he's mishtatev with the tsar of the guy who can't really learn. It's so hard for him to learn, he has to distract, he pushes away, that's another pshat. Shatrom once said a gevaldig pshat also, he said, there's different types of people in the world. The people that their mind works deep and they can ma'ayin into things, they're an efshalas, or glasa means to go deep. That is a guy whose mind is more ideistic. Sinai Vaikar and Rav Rav Yosef. There's people that work, they say Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's what Rav Chaim Nish, the disciples said that he had a hard time, or he found it much more conducive that he'd learn up a lot. Chaim Nish told the disciples, leave him alone, let him learn up. Today he's the God of Adar. They didn't even know how much Ian Hamkus he has. When the Rebbe Eliashiv saw his sefer on the Rambam and Zroim, what's the sefer called again? Derech Amunah. He was in the spoil for the Lomdis. Forget the Bekiyas was not after that. The Lomdis. Because after what Hakadosh Baruch Hu always begala everything. But he said, Lord, just don't worry about it. Just let him learn up. And Reb Chaim, they used to say in yeshiva, I think Reb Yecheskel Sarna used to say it over in yeshiva when he was in yeshiva in Lomja, they looked at Reb Chaim, okay, he knows how he learns up, he knows a lot of taf, gemara, but there was big alam donim. He said later on in life, everybody, we were all going to Reb Chaim to have shailas in halach and everything. So there's a person that taka can learn quicker, he can learn up. Zok there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's boicha. Al zeh she'ef shalasek b'toyru. A guy could do iyan. Ve'ena oisek. He's doing b'kiyas. Zok Rav Shalom. Ve'ef shalasek b'toyru. He bemes. It's hard for him to lasek. He's the Rav Chaim. He learning. It's easier for him to learn up a lot. But oisek, they tell him learn one dab. Keep part of it. Guy has no sipuk. Okay, ready. I mean, no sipuk. We're still in the same toisvis. The last 5 months, you said this month we're going to do more than we did last winter. Last month, winter, we did a blot. It looks like we're not going to get past the Amid this winter. Shem Yirachim. But I have no sipuk. I can't stay on the same toisvis. And I can't be like everybody else who misses 6 days and they come back and no problem, we're on the same sugya. So it's not a problem. Can't do that. It's very hard for me to miss yeshiva. I want to be here. But how many times can I read over the same toisvis? I want to learn up. Don't worry. Put your head to it. Oh boy, did he put his head to it. The next 3 days he had his head laying on it. He fell asleep on the Gemara. He put his head to it. He can't have no cheshit. No, you gotta learn up. Those guys need to learn up. Kol she'ef shalav oisek. Hashem's boicha. What's he being oisek? What's he being kvetching on the sugya? Because everybody has a different tafkid. And everybody has to know that tafkid. There's a sinai, there's an oikaharim. There's a sinai ve oikaharim. But there's different tafkidim. This guy's gonna be a Rosh Yeshiva, this guy's gonna be a Magad Shia, gonna be an Askin. You have to know where your tafkid is, Rabbi Yisrael. And you have to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead the way. Not to get excited, not to get nervous. I didn't get this parnasa, I thought I would get that job. Take it easy. He brings an unbelievable maisa here, a Biderman, in a Sefer, that happened 2 weeks ago, Rabbi Yisrael, in Beit Shemesh. He said there was a simchas nisuin that happened to two mishpachas chashuvas. Everything was finished a year before. So on the side of the chassan's family, there was a singer, for Yiddish, those who know Yiddish. And there was a singer, a famous singer on the chassan's side. And the father of the chassan spoke to the singer right away after they had the thing. He spoke to the singer, he said, "We want to hire you for the chasana. I want you to do the chasana for us." He's a relative to the chasana side. So they went over to they have in the family, a good singer. Well, you know, okay. So he said, "Well, why not?" They wrote down the day. A few weeks later, the mechutana met up, and the father of the chasana was excited to tell his mechun that he has a zinger for the chasana. He's a good singer. Father Kyle said, "Very nice, but I know my daughter, and we have somebody better. We know that guy, but we have, you know, the number one in the singer world, singing world. We have a guy who's much even better than that zinger. He can really zing you out, this new guy." Anyway, so that's what the Mechutin said to the Father God. The Father God felt very bad. He already told the guy he was a relative. He didn't know what to do, but he didn't want to make a whole big zach. So blessed Beirut, without any Beirut, the father of the chassan decided, okay, listen, he doesn't want to make a machlekes, the kalfai wants it. He told his korov, and he asked him that he should mevata the chus, the mechud, he doesn't want to make a machlekes. Even though it was very hard, it was on his panosa for that night, but he was miskaber on his feelings, and he said, okay, and he was mevata this other guy. Lamaisa, he said, "Listen, it's this time of year. We came out of the Sivan time. This time, there's a lot of chazan. Mustam, I'll get a different offer, and that'll be very good." Bekitzer. Now, these two singers themselves were very, very close. They knew each other very well, and if the first guy realized, if he would have spoke to me a second, why do you accept it on my cheshbon, he would have been vatal with the second singer. But Lamaisa, that whole year he said, you know what, maybe I'll get something else. He didn't want to say anything, and by the time he came to the night of the chasana, he just was mevatel. He said, okay, that was it. The kitzah, the day of the chasana arrives, the kabbalah is upon him, the chuppah and the suin. The singer gets up, and for some reason, the new singer, his voice is hoarse. Mamish, hoarse like crazy. Mamish, it's terrible. Mamish, he's come out embarrassed every time he tries to sing. It's like hoarse out of nowhere. The day before, his mamish, beautiful. The voice was beautiful. He was cracking windows with his voice. That day, it was unbelievable. The kids are the other guy, the koroi of the chazan of Maisa, he didn't have it singing that night, and he came to the chazan. He was relatives. He came to the chazan after, you know, the chuppah, and after a bit of the dance, in the middle of the dancing, he goes over to the other singer. He says, "You hear anyway? My voice is so hoarse. Take over me. It's embarrassing for me. And not only take over me, you can have all the money because I didn't really do a good job." Kitzer, he was masking. The Karoyev, I know, the singer who was Mavata, he got up there and he mamish bashed it out over there and led the show. They were mamish enjoying and everything. And Mesev Shaldov, he got the job. And he got the job, and he got paid. He didn't have to work. He worked half the amount of money at work, and he got all the money that he would have got anyway. And he was able to miskav on his meals. He realized that it's kolam and kolam and hashemayim. And the other singer thanked. They all thanked him. Can you imagine? Bereshit Thurston thinks for a second, "What's going on here?" And I say, "The guy hired me. It's not fair. He hired me. I was supposed to sing. I'm a korov. How can you do this?" We say, "Okay, shem sholem. Okay, but you're burning inside." And then, okay, say the maybe he didn't even get it. No, that one night, for some reason, no one hired him. So he ended up going as a, you know, he wasn't a mamish korov. So he was a cousin. So if he would have had had another chas, he would have gone there. But he ended up not having. He came to the chazan and he got paid for doing half the work, and he got all the compliments, and he got everything at the end anyway. Of course, it was destined in hashemayim. The person has to live with that, not to doichik as a shor, call it doichik as a shor, shor doichosa. You want it, and it's not yours. Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, "Motzien es adam in ha'olam." You're going to miss the boat, you're going to miss your taf, you're going to miss what you're supposed to do. But if you focus on saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, "You lead the way, I'm going to do my best." And that doesn't mean I have to make a shtalach, to get a shtela, to get the job, do whatever I have to do. But realize, b'sofa, no vayika, don't take yourself out of the derech that Hashem is destined to you. Follow the derech, do what you have to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you when it comes the right time to start a yeshiva, to get the shtela. You know, some people say, this shtela, I'm supposed to get it. I can't believe I didn't get him. He's crying, he's going crazy. And one more last story will end with b'sofa. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we say it over a few times. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a rav in Sevitan, a small little town in Lita. Rabbi Yaakov said he loved it. It was his first shtela, and he loved it very much because there was very few people in the town. And Sofer Sholdover, he was able to learn a lot of Torah. But Mitzad Sheni, since it was such a small kahila in Sevitan, that Lemaisa there was no money. He could barely get anything paid. And he started to have a family. He said for his son's bar mitzvah, he took his old suit, he got it, he found something new, and he cut it down to size for his son's bar mitzvah. That was how he was able to make his bar mitzvah suit. They were very, very poor, and he wanted very much to get to move on to a bigger kehillah where he could afford it. He had to start to have children and a family. He couldn't afford it. Mitzad Sheni, nothing was coming, and Mitzad Sheni, he had learned this in the Kovna Koilo, which is a very chashuv Koilo. The Kovna Koilo had a rule that at one time you would have asked, after learning this for many years, if you can go for one, make one trip, fundraising trip. So he didn't know what to do. Should he make the fundraiser? He didn't have to go now, especially if he'd have a shtela, but if he didn't have anything, he said he was going to go to America, try to raise money. He was mamash poor. He owed the bakery, he owed everybody. Bekitza, finally, there was a rav that was nifta in a certain big city. I forgot the name of the city. And Lemaisa, Rabbi Yaakov sent his resume, and the city sent back, "We want you. You're officially going to become the rav of this big city." Rabbi Yaakov's house, his rebbetzin, was ecstatic. It was Yom Purim in the house. They were so ecstatic. It was a big city. They offered him a very good salary. It was chashivas. It was covered. Everything. And then as he wanted covered, but Lemaisa was moving on up to the big city. Anyway, 2 weeks later, a telegram comes special to the house of the Kamenetskys in Sevitan. A letter comes arrived. "We're sorry, Rabbi Yaakov, coming up to inform you. We're very sorry. We were a little too hasty. A relative of the Purivis Rav came to the city, and he was Dervish, that he's a relative, and they should give him a chance. And the Vad of the city decided we're giving the job to this Rav." So Yaakov was mamash broke. At first he could afford it. Otherwise, at the end of the day, they already gave me the thing. They could have come to Bezdin, whatever. And Yaakov said, when he got that letter, in his house was Tisha B'Av. His wife broke down in tears. Her husband's not going to have to go on a boat to America. and she's going to have to, and he says, who knows how many years, how much time they spend away from the family, who knows what's going to happen. Shem Yerach, she was crying. He said, Rabbi Yaakov said, it was Tisha B'Av all over again in the house. The Rebbetzin was broke down in tears, what's going to be, what's going to be with us, what's going to be the family. She said, no, bless prayer, Rabbi Yaakov didn't have a shteli. He got on the boat, he went to America. So for Shaldovi, he called his kids to come, he got a shteli, he was offered a shteli in Toronto, as a Rav in Toronto, and a Rosh Hashishtag, Rosh Hashiva over there, and he called his family to come, and they were on the, like, one of the last boats to get out, Rabbi Yisrael, out of Europe, and that Rav was murdered with his entire community in Litva, Rabbi Yisrael. Person knows that if Nashamayim, they didn't give you the shtela, person knows what's going to be. Rabbi Yaakov became the gadol of America. Boys. We wouldn't have Rabbi Yaakov coming out. All that we have today was because he didn't get that shtela, Rabbi Yisrael, and Lita. The person has to realize you have a tafkin, and that tafkin is your tafkin. No one can take it away from you. And with that tafkin, you're going to become you'll be a gadol in that tafkin. But yeah, that's what you have to strive for. You have to fill it out. You have to mekayim chayvosu boi lomoy. But not vayika. Don't take yourself out of that road. Follow the path. Beis Hashem b'zirch to mekayim yitafkin. Give a nachasrul to boyre the boyre oylam. B'zirch to all give a nachasrul to boyre oylam. B'zirch Moshiach sitayim. Amen.